When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Birds at the Half at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Special guest bartending event with Eagles right tackle Lane Johnson having at 6 o'clock, benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation. Joe DeCamera will be celebrity bartending.
Joe D!
Hello, fellas.
Ike will be celebrity bartending. Are you have you ever bartended before, Joe?
A couple minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You good at it?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm more of a talker. It's like when I was a waiter. You know, back in the day, I was more of a talker than a server.
Yeah.
Not good as a waiter.
Well, as a talker...
exactly.
Joe will be with us all the way until 6. And Joe joins us for everybody's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Well, Joe, it's so good to see you, pal. And
thank you.
We don't get to have you on the show very often.
Why do I feel like I'm about to be a target?
Everyone's a target on this show, buddy.
Yep. So what I have for you today is top 5 burning questions for Joe DeCamera.
Uh-oh.
Starting with one extra one. How would you grade your performance at the Ortho Davis Award dinner last night?
Ortho Davis, not ortho.
Yep, but orthopedics.
Yeah.
I'd give me an A-minus last night.
Ike, how would you grade Joe DeCamera last night?
Oh, I'd give him A.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's high praise on this show.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Hey, just starting easy.
I don't bring the humor, Jack. That's the main thing I lack when I MC things. I got
to incorporate. You try to.
I try to do a little bit, but I don't have much in my bag. I handle the ins and outs. I just got to pick up the humor game a little bit.
All right, one of these days.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I mean you're only almost 50.
It's like Jalen Reed in defense. You just got to pick it up a little bit.
You're one read. Host.
Oh God, we got another one.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh
finally.
Yeah. You're.
Yes. You're 3-on-1.
Yep. You're in the corner.
The fifth burning question I have for Joe DeCamera is: you have often, I would say, mocked this show for the 3 names on it, saying that it's too long.
It's confusing.
It's not that confusing. There's only 3 of us. And the burning question is, when is it just going to be named Joe DeCamera and the morning team? Like, I know you really want it to
never. No. So it'll never, ever be that. And I understand what you're digging at there. Yeah.
Joe D and Friends, maybe?
Oh, yep. My God. Yep.
I like that. Joe D and Friends.
You know, it's funny. I don't even consider us having a name of a show. I never had. Spike, even when you were the boss and we were the midday, like, I would say on the air, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. But if someone said, what's the name of the show, I would say, I don't think we've ever named it.
Well, like,
we never named it the Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie Show.
Right.
Maybe someone would say...
DeCamera and Ritchie.
Yeah, it was just DeCamera and Ritchie.
But I never said that.
Yeah.
Ever. So I don't know how that's the name if I never said it. I never wanted a name. It's a horse with no name.
All right.
King Joe and his servants in the morning, maybe?
Yeah, maybe that. We're just glad other people are allowed to talk on the show, frankly. That's the main takeaway.
Well, it's like Allen Iverson. You know, every once in a while, I got to pass the ball to Matt Harper.
Well, but he never got the right teammate.
That's my point.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I really am kidding.
Okay.
Fourth burning question for Joe DeCamera. Was Chuck and Mount Airy's performance on Beat the Hammer the most disgraceful performance in the history of the competition?
So we've had a couple of them. That's up there. It's hard for me to remember them all because there have been so many losers. But I would say that one has to... I mean, it's impossible. It's not in the top 5 because of the bravado with which he came in.
Yeah. And then he hung up.
He did, and then he claimed it was because he was mad and he hit his steering wheel and it caused it to disable the phone.
Nah.
You guys didn't believe him?
Not for a second.
Well, didn't you beat him twice? You beat him another time, too, that way, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Because he called up, and we got on him for not representing
our
the
show
afternoon
there.
Show well on the Beat the Hammer.
And now
show.
He's representing the midday show.
Yeah, he's not with us anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
I mean, he didn't die, but I kept him on hold too long one day, and he renounced his afternoon show caller.
You hate to see someone change. The third burning question I have for Joe DeCamera is, when are you going to give up the ruse that it was not, it was your roommate that was making love to the cantaloupe. It was obviously you.
Well, it wasn't me, but it would make a better story if it was me. It wasn't me. It was a roommate. And
but how did they even, yeah, how does that even cross someone's
Well, it's right after American.
No, it's a real thing.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it's right after American Pie came out. So this was my junior year of college.
Yeah.
Thereabout, like within
sure.
So I guess that was in his mind. And so what he did is he bought a cantaloupe. He put it in the microwave. Now, I don't know if he cut the hole before or after the microwave, but he put it in the microwave. He heated it up, and then he trekked upstairs and announced he was going upstairs with the cantaloupe.
And he still lived with them after this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did you ever think maybe, like, what was his review of it?
I can't say that on the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He called it a controlled something.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Lord.
And did you ever think, hey, maybe...
Dude, we should have left. We should leave this story alone. Leave this alone.
I didn't bring it up, guys.
Because eventually we can't control ourselves.
I know.
And
yeah.
It's going to go too
far. Well, I was just going to say, are there other fruit that you might want to try?
Yep.
What is an apple?
What's your top five fruits? Top five fruits? All right. I got an idea.
I've answered the question.
All right.
A kiwi.
The second.
Some of us, it would be fine.
Some of us.
See? I told you.
The second burning question I have for Joe to camera is, at what point during this, I would say, non-answer, did you realize it wasn't going the way that you thought? Here's the audio.
8-year anniversary today of our program going back to the Midday Show.
Okay.
October 24, 2016, we started. I know you listened, you know, at some point you started listening to us.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite moment through the years?
Oh, my God.
Now, it can be kicking Seltzer's ass at a beer chugging contest.
I mean, that's one of my favorites, too.
That's
that was
up,
good.
That's
we need,
up there.
We need to get a rematch, massive. Though. That was not a fair bout. That was the largest beer I've ever chugged.
Me too.
I think, man. So, favorite from this show specifically?
Yeah, the 6 years in the midday, the 2 years in the morning.
You know what?
It's not an easy question.
It's not.
It's not an easy question.
I would say. You know, I've been a big follower of the Midday Show, and a lot of the
hanging on there every
I think
word.
You
yep.
guys have always had really good chemistry and a sense of humor that I align with. So I guess I think my favorite part was probably when Angelo's like kind of calling it quits, and you guys were announced as going to be the replacement for that show.
Wow.
What's your question, Fritz?
At what point did you realize it wasn't going the way that you thought?
Early in the answer.
Okay.
Very early in the answer. I saw it in his face. He was rifling through in his brain and had no quality moments.
Why did he throw the guy a lifeline?
Yeah, why didn't everyone save him?
And I don't know. He ultimately named a moment that happened in Angelo's show.
Yeah.
It wasn't even our show.
I mean, he couldn't come up with one moment.
I know.
And you could hear him taking a long time to say things.
I know.
So maybe one thing would pop up.
It was like a Richie impersonation.
Yes.
You know, he was rifling through while trying to think. Look, here's what I'll say. The part of me, Fritz, wants to think that it was because there have been so many good moments.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And he couldn't discern one from the other.
Yeah.
But I kind of think that he wasn't a big fan.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely a big fan.
No, I don't know about that.
You'll be much more.
Are you done with this?
No, not yet. We got one more.
This is the Inquisition.
Much more memorable next year. You got to spend a whole year with you guys.
Okay.
Morning show. He'll remember.
Yeah. I hope so.
He'll find one.
Have you guys had any moments this year
with Jason?
Yeah.
Well, what if?
Well,
it's,
yeah.
What,
we've what's had,
been,
yeah,
what's
sure.
been the most memorable thing of your show this year?
Well,
beating everyone in the free throw contest.
Oh, okay. Well, let me just say regarding Jason. I mean, 2 weeks ago when it was after a situation in Penn State, like it was.
Oh.
Let's
yeah.
get into that. You know, and I don't want to do the deepest.
I missed that.
Yeah, I don't want to do the deepest dive because I just. Sense beforehand, he probably wanted to mostly move on, but I also knew that he knew it was smart for him to address it.
Yes.
So we just wanted to be, you know, his buddy to give him the opportunity to address
sure.
it without grilling him like you three buttheads are grilling me right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Welcome to the afternoon show, buddy.
Yeah. I understand.
The number one, though, burning question for Joe to camera.
Yes.
Is this also happened within the last year?
Because
you only joined the show once a year.
Okay.
What was going through your head when this happened?
This is like uncharted territory for me to be like unable to function.
Were you in Joe to camera territory?
Absolutely.
Did you cry? Did you cry?
I was bawling. I was bawling.
A lot of people did. I know they did.
I mean, this is really... I mean, I'm laughing at myself a little bit because I can't control it now.
Wow.
This morning, talking to Joe Wechter, we're walking in. He said, "How you doing?"
Yeah.
I'm trying to laugh this off. Man. It's not, I don't know how to react.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Look,
this is affecting me so much more than it should.
Why do you
think
that is?
Because he was so much more to me than most players. And I identified with him,
yep.
I think.
Sure.
In a lot of ways that I didn't even realize.
Stop talking. He kept burying
himself.
He just
kept going.
When we replayed that clip, I had to remind everyone listening that the person he talked about had not died.
Right.
Had simply retired in good health and signed a $100 million podcast deal.
Right.
Yeah. So...
And everybody knew he was probably about to retire.
Yes.
It's been a 3-year retirement party.
And why did he identify him with so much?
Yeah, well, that's the part that gets me. Why did he identify with him?
So what is going through your mind? Because you know it's a good moment.
But you're definitely thinking this is hilarious.
Right.
You like, had to be thinking
that.
What
goes through your mind? And we love, you know, I love John.
I know
we
you do.
All love John.
I know you do.
Yes.
So what's your question? What's
going through your mind?
Yeah.
I thought it was pathetic. Now, look, guys. I mean, we've all had moments
in
radio.
That's a great answer.
We've all had moments in radio where, you know, look, I thought
you cried on the air multiple times.
So many times.
But look, not as bad as that.
Not at all. I thought it was strange, but it also, look, John is a really good dude. He's got a great heart.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big both Eagles player, but also fan of the squad now.
Yeah.
And Kelsey was a monumental figure in the history of Philadelphia sports. And I...
Huh?
Jason Kelsey, not John Ritchie. Jason Kelsey.
Right.
I like that you say fan of the team now. There was a time when he...
In his Halfrey
case? Halfrey?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. No, it was a strange moment. But you know what? It was interesting. And it will live on. Like, we have this thing, Drop of the Week, you guys may know. And I was thinking recently... That'll probably win Drop of the Decade.
I think, yes.
But it'll probably win Drop of the Decade.
We love it. It didn't even happen on our show. Yeah. We play it all the time.
Dude, there hasn't been a time that I haven't nearly cried myself from laughing. Like,
he's lucky it didn't go nationally viral.
Yes.
Because it didn't.
Every time Ike hears it, it's like it's the first time he ever heard it.
Yeah, it's like the first time I've ever heard it before, dude. Yeah. I swear. It's the greatest thing ever, man. Because it's so unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's so unbelievable that... This man played football with blood streaming down his face.
Right.
Yes.
And played a position that was strictly a car crash position. It's one of the toughest dudes I ever known. Right? That's John Ritchie.
Yep.
This was totally out of character, man.
But I think he identified with the way Kelsey played.
I mean, I've lost loved ones and ain't cried that hard.
I get it, man.
I've lost family members, man.
I get it.
Well... And the other thing that we don't talk about all that much is, you know, you can be a crier. John can be a crier. Joe Wechter, who he saw first thing, is not a crier.
He saw the wrong person.
You know, Wechter was like, are you serious?
Yeah. I can only imagine what's going through Wechter's mind as John walks in for the day, tears streaming down his face, and Joe asks him what's wrong, and he says, Jason Kelsey retired.
Yeah. It was a very odd day, man. Yeah. And also, he had 20 hours. That was 20 hours ago.
Yeah.
The press conference was, like, I think in the midday show.
He cried more than Kelsey did.
And that was a lot, too.
That
was a lot of crying.
Yeah, it was.
Have you played that audio for Kelsey yet?
That might be too much.
I can't remember.
Let me tell you.
That might be too much.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's not too late.
Yeah, because if you don't, we might.
Yeah, it should have already been played for him.
Yeah.
He's on the show every week.
There's a problem, though.
What?
Can I tell you the problem?
What?
I don't think John's proud of it, and so we try to work through that element.
I'm sorry,
I don't know that for sure, but I sense it.
Okay.
And I got to look out for my teammate.
Yeah.
We
wouldn't do that here, but but it's good that you are a good teammate.
I try to be.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do that here if a family member passed away or something. Yeah.
But if I cried because Joel Embiid retired.
Oh, my goodness.
It would Dude. I would have to quit the show.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
Spike, let me ask you a question. Is the rights to Ricky Sanchez going to go away because the whole process is going to go away?
Nah.
I don't know if it's just a – do you do a 2.0?
Yeah,
if they
bigger,
tank again, do you go 2.0?
The podcast is more important to me than the team is. Like the
that's not right.
The community around it.
That's not right.
Yeah, it is.
You built that.
Yeah, we.
No, you should be proud of it. But I mean,
raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for charity. We have people are good to each other. Like the team will win or lose, but we are always there. So I find great pride in the fact that we were established when nobody cared about them. So if nobody cares about them again, there will be people who care. And that's what we're there for.
No, I get it.
Yeah. So.
The good news is they might not have to trade Maxey if they trade MB because they've proven they can lose a ton of games with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're – now, they might have a little too much with him and McCain and Paul George
probably,
to lose enough games.
Probably.
So Joe DeCamera with us. By the way, this hour is sponsored in part by Guida and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We're at Chickies and Pete's, Birds at the Half. Remember, celebrity bartending coming up at 6. Joe and Ike. Jack, are you bartending?
Jack's here.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm on the air from 6 to 7.
Oh, so you can't bartend.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's how he got out of it last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Lane Johnson
maybe
will be bartending
after.
As well.
Yeah, so, I ain't around to have a beer.
Joe, we started the show with this question. I think it's easy to put teams and players in tiers. You know, this level. In the NFL right now, I think there's a tier of 3 teams that are above the other teams. That doesn't mean the other teams can't win the Super Bowl. It means that those 3 stand alone. I think it's Kansas City, Buffalo, and Detroit. Do you think the Eagles are in that class? Or are they in the class below it?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, this week I've been talking about them amongst the 4, you know, that they're in the 4. I tend to think they're in it. And here's why. Because I don't think Detroit's that good. I could be as wrong as wrong can be, and it was fascinating earlier today on our show. One of the guests, someone said that they're 5-0 against teams with winning record. So maybe I should take them a little bit
Detroit,
more serious.
Detroit, that is.
Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I should take them a little bit more serious, but I just don't. First off, they're Detroit. Second off, they've got Jared Goff. So I just find it hard to believe that they would really be that much better than the Eagles in an NFC Championship game. Seltzer had, I thought, a really good point today, the rare really good point from Seltzer, when he said you don't have to be, like, truly great this year to win. You just have to be great amongst the crop of teams that are the better teams.
Wow.
And I don't, like, I look at all these teams, I just don't see true greatness this year, and that even includes Kansas City.
But if they win, we will say they're great. I think there's a little bit of backwards engineering in that, because we said that about the baseball season. And then the Dodgers won the World Series, and everybody looked at the Dodgers and go, "Nah, they're pretty awesome."
But I didn't, like, they are awesome, but I did not separate, and I do not separate the Phillies from the Dodgers in a dramatic sense that there's a huge chasm. I got to tell you, of everything that's happened in Philadelphia sports in a long time, fan reaction, the reaction of the Phillies losing for me was one of the most frustrating things I've seen around here in a long time. Because I'm just as disappointed as everybody, but the mass exodus from belief that this group could win a World Series, I think, is insanity.
No, it's over.
Why?
Because I think their window closed. I think they had to change some players. Now, they still can win it with their core, with Wheeler, with Harper, Nola, Sanchez. They're going to be
Let me tell you, like, here's where I see it. If the playoffs just started again, it's time to restart the playoffs. It's October 1st again.
Yeah.
I think the Phillies would be in the top 3 or 4 most likely to win the World Series. I think they'd have like a 15-20% chance to win the World Series. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would walk into the playoffs probably with the best starting pitching in baseball. Mm-hmm. You would hope that the bullpen wouldn't completely collapse.
Well,
yes, the lineup issues are a concern. I'm not pushing
and
it
that's
aside.
That's not going to change.
No, it's not going to change. But they also do have their hot streaks where they get on a roll collectively and they dominate.
But it's worked 1 year, and here's what I would tell you. You made a lot of great points about everything they walked into the playoffs with this year. And what happened?
And they lost.
We lost in 4.
But what happened to the Dodgers the last couple of years? They lost in 3.
They added Shohei Ohtani.
They did, but that's not really why they won. It really isn't. It's really not. It's part of what gave them a great regular season record that they would have had anyway. They won in the postseason because other players played better than they had.
Yeah, but this is what I say to that. Those players are different without Ohtani in the lineup. Those players are different without Mookie Betts in the lineup. Sometimes your star player in baseball isn't the one leading you to victory, but other guys benefit from the pitches they get to see because of those great players in the lineup.
They also traded for Flaherty. They signed Yamamoto.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Look, I'm not Tommy Edman, who's NLCS MVP.
I don't want it to sound like I'm discounting what the Dodgers did to help push them over the
top. Do you think they can run it back, though?
I think they could run it back and win it all, yes.
No, no way.
I do. I don't expect them to run it back, like run it all back, but I think it's mostly going to be the same, and I think the Phillies will be in the top three or four to win the championship.
What's going to be different?
Well, hopefully you have a healthy Ranger, but you may not. I mean, you know, someone else might be injured. No, but that
Ranger's going to be a white
But let me tell you where that killed him, Jack. And people don't talk about it because he got through that game without giving up a run. Rob Thompson, it was required that he get one of his two or three best relievers up in the first inning and then the second inning. So by the time Ranger finally limped through, I think it was four. He had to bring – you can't have – Jeff Hoffman warm up in the bullpen 17 different times.
Sure.
At some point, the guy's got to get in the game. And by the way, he already had shown signs of cracking or being cooked, whatever you want to call it. So, I thought Ranger's start was a disaster because it set in motion having to get whatever the hell it was, 16 outs from the bullpen. That in a bullpen that was already leaking. I thought his start. Now, look.
This team needs new life and new blood. I think these guys are way too comfortable. I think the manager is too comfortable managing these guys. It's always let them figure it out on their own.
I agree with you, Ike.
It's always let them figure it out on their own. They need to shake something up. Running it back with the same players and the same coaches does nothing. It breeds complacency.
I actually don't think you guys are that far apart. I mean, 75% of the team is going to be
It's going to be
same.
Here, yeah.
Yeah, but I think what Ike's saying is they need a couple of significant changes.
Yes. Third base.
Third, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, because I would like to see upgrades. But let me ask you this, like, if they have basically the whole team back except either Castellanos or Boehm is gone, one of them is gone, does that constitute as enough for you of a shakeup?
Well, if it's Bregman, it depends on what you're bringing in, right? It depends on the caliber of player that you're bringing in that you add.
Well, it does. I'll just say I expect most of the dudes back, and I think the Phillies will have a great chance to win the World Series.
And that's why I think the window closed.
Okay.
Well, and by the way, he brought Hoffman back out for a second inning. He should have gone Chris Sanchez. That would change the entire
game. That was a killer by Rob Thompson. He totally bungled that.
Yeah, is he going to change next year? No. All right.
By the way, wouldn't have changed the entire game because we could have played 25 innings and we wouldn't have scored another run. So,
Casty manned up that day.
Yeah. All right. We are at Chickies and Pizza South Philly, Birds at the Half. By the way, tomorrow, if you're flying to anywhere, actually, but if you happen to be going to the Eagles game, Terminal E, tailgate at Terminal E, Elliott Shore Parks will be there at the Chickies at Terminal E. Get your free Bud Light Eagles t-shirt while supplies last. Coming up, Lane Johnson will join us at 5:45, who will be celebrity bartending tonight. Joe DeCamera with us all the way until 6.
And DeCamera singing Creed.
And DeCamera singing Creed.
Ooh,
at 5:30.
Singing what?
Wow. Creed.
You got to do your homework.
Creed.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Yes.
Creed's a band, not a song.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah. It's One Last Breath by Creed.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, these days everything in Philly costs more, right? But a single line at Verizon, it doesn't. Get one line for as low as $50 per month when you switch and bring in your own phone. So while coffee is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. How about dinner for two? That's gotten pricey. But at Verizon, it's less pricey. Logan Square rent, we know that's not coming down anytime soon. But Verizon, down one line, just $50 a month. How about limited edition sneakers? Through the roof, one line from Verizon, through the floor. How about that designer golden doodle that you love so much? That costs a lot more. But at Verizon, it's a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same tried and true service is now $50 a month for a single line on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Point is, in a world that's always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a Philly Verizon store.